Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I saw a news story, and I know Aaron's already trying to do research on it. Mm-hmm. Look at your furrowed brow. there's a news story saying there is an anniversary party or something for... They're showing The Shining at the Timberline Lodge in Mount Hood, Oregon, because... That's the hotel they used in The Shining for the exterior shots. That is what this story says. It says the Overlook Hotel, you can catch a screening of it at the real Overlook Hotel. You have to just have to travel to Mount Hood, Oregon first. The hotel you see in the movie is the Timberline Lodge. It was used for the exterior shots. The interior was filmed at a studio in England.
Interesting. Wow. So no...
You're not even from here, T-Hack, and I think you know the answer to this. Is that true or is that false?
That's not what I've heard since moving here.
Okay, what have you heard?
That the Shining happened at the Stanley. The Stanley's involved somehow. I haven't seen the movie. It seems scary. It's scary, right?
I think Stephen King, did he write it there?
Yes.
He did write it there?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No. I want to, though, so badly.
Okay, Stanley Hotel, will you hook us up? Can we come up and, like... I really want you guys to go up there and just, if we could spend the night, it's so scary, guys.
Is it supposed to be haunted? Is that, or it,
they,
it just,
they
is
definitely
old?
Play it up a little bit. It's definitely an old, old, old hotel.
Can I ask, because I haven't seen it either. Is that the one with Here's Johnny?
Yes.
And then also the twins in the hallway? Okay.
Red Rum and all
I
of
I don't
it.
Know.
And, well, it's like they keep, the twins keep saying Red Rum, and then it's like somebody writes it somewhere. And then somebody else sees it in the mirror. Do you know what Red Rum is in the mirror?
Murder.
Ah! Look at you. The kids are just Red Rum, Red Rum. It's like, yeah. I think that's all The Shining. Have you ever seen, I swear to God, we'll get back to it. Have you ever seen the deep fake where they put Jim Carrey over the top of?
Oh yeah, I have seen that.
It's the greatest deep fake I've ever seen. His face is perfect.
It really is, yeah. I've seen another one where they do it with a mountain, where he's like chopping through the door, you know, in that scene, but it's a bottle of Mountain Dew coming through the door. That's what I get. That's what the algorithm thinks I want to see.
Our algorithms are weirdly different. My deepfakes have Kristen Bell doing horrible things, and yours have Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't make it.
Can we have people text in to 303-222-5423 and tell us, are we wrong or is this news story wrong?
Yeah, why is Mount Hood, Oregon trying to glom
on? They're glomming on our stuff. Like,
I'm still confused as to what Google is saying, because they're saying, yes, the Stanley Hotel, but also the Overlook Hotel, but no.
But the Overlook is the name of the hotel in the movie. So Overlook is right. That's what the name of the hotel is. But
Here's the problem. Stanley, for sure.
But when people go to the Stanley, if you're one of these people and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to go up to the Stanley, please don't be the moron who does this. Because in the movie ends in like, there's a maze of hedges in the back and you're running from the bad guy. And like, it just ends in the mazes in the back. The Stanley is built into the side of a mountain.
Oh.
So don't be that guy who goes there and goes, where's the mazes?
The maze was built at the studios.
Yes.
Like, not
so there
real.
Is no maze. Wait, it is?
MGM Boreham Studios, the hedge maze.
So Mount Hood doesn't even have the maze.
Correct.
So what does Mount Hood have?
I don't know. That's why I'm so confused.
I'm also seeing that there was a mini series on TV in 97 that filmed some at the Stanley.
At the Stanley Hotel.
It says it was the inspiration for the Overlook Hotel in his novel. That's according to Google. So I don't know why Mount Hood, I guess they just think no one in Colorado will go.
I don't know what they're thinking. Does it say when this screening is?
It's not till October.
Okay. Do you think between now and October, we could procure a bus, like 50 listeners, and we drive to Mount Hood and we protest this thing?
I like
it. You know what? I'm down.
We stand out front in our Stanley shirts screaming, rah, rah.
I'll bring the Mountain Dew.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.